a copyrighted program created by Rio Grande.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office calling all cars. Attention all sheriff's cars to broadcast 282 regarding a murder. Assist a Baldwin Park officer. That's all. Rosenwood.
Feeding your mule corn, Charlie?
Yep.
Ain't giving him much, are you?
Nope.
Just about worked that critter from morning till night, don't you, Charlie?
Yep.
If you don't take better care of that mule, you're going to work him to death.
Never did yet.
Some people seem to have the same attitude toward their automobiles. They don't mean to depreciate their investment of several hundreds of dollars by sheer neglect, but they persuade themselves that all's well so long as the car runs. Friends, if you want to keep your car from too rapidly depreciating in value, protect the motor from needless wear and tear. Prolong its life with a regular diet of Rio-Lube. Ask yourself this question.
Which is more expensive? Repair bills, parts, and maybe a new motor, or the consistent use of a superior motor oil?
Rio-Lube is a superior lubricant because it protects as it lubricates, cannot be broken down by any kind of engine heat, and cannot be slowed up by even the coldest weather. So my suggestion, if you haven't acquired the habit, is to have the crankcase drained every 1,000 miles and for real money-saving protection, refill with Rio-Lube or Rio Grande, Pennsylvania. Have it done in the morning when you drive in for that tank full of Rio Grande cracked. The motor fuel that gives you real police car performance. The facts upon which tonight's dramatization are based have been taken in the main from the files of the Sheriff of Los Angeles County. We have, therefore, as our guest, Dr. Frank W. Emerson, representing Sheriff Biscaloos, to open our program.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Many law violators have passed through the jurisdiction of the sheriff's office since my connection with the department. But no matter how intellectual they may have been, how keenly and carefully they planned, or how thoroughly they thought things through, there was in every case a point of weakness which resulted in their downfall. Crime is the result of an abnormal mental obsession which throws the faculties of the perpetrator out of balance. If this were not so, there would be no criminal. The criminal whose story we hear tonight planned his crime under the compulsion of an acute mental obsession. He carefully built his foundation. He carefully anticipated, so he thought, every possible angle. But his reasoning was weak and imperfect. You shall see, as the program progresses, just how he learned that crime never pays.
In a modest Baldwin Park home in March of 1934, Mrs. Mac Nelson is just finishing dressing as her husband comes to the bedroom door. He watches her a moment and then speaks.
Mary.
Yes, Mac?
Did you really mean what you said last night?
Yes, Mac. I meant it.
Okay.
What are you doing, Mac?
Just pouring myself a little drink. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mac.
Poor old Mac.
Hi, sis.
Hello, Mary.
Well, if it isn't my two little brothers. Aren't you late?
No, we're early. School doesn't start for 10 minutes.
Sure. We got plenty of time. Hey, what's that?
Oh, just some grape juice that Mac and I had last night. You want some?
Sure.
Me too.
I asked first.
No, boys. You can have a drink first, Alvin, and then you, Billy.
There, smarty.
What's that?
Gosh. You can have it, Billy.
Well, Alvin, what's the matter? Here, let me have that glass. Oof, no wonder. It's turned as bitter as gall.
Oh, shucks, you're both sissies. Here, give it to me. I'll drink
oh,
it.
Oh, I wouldn't, Billy.
Go on, Mary. Let him have it. He just wants to show off.
Oh, yeah? Now watch me.
No. That's enough, Billy. It's too bitter to drink.
That wasn't bad. You're both sissies.
And you'll both be dunces if you don't hurry. It's about time for that bell.
Yeah, we'd better run, Billy.
Okay. Goodbye, sis.
So long, Mary.
Now, study hard, both of you.
Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Sock it home. Sock it home. Oh, you dumbbell. Let the guy get home safe and sound.
It takes me to suck the homework.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're just lucky. Now, if Tommy hadn't fumbled it, you'd have never made it.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that's so. You're not the only... You're not the only...
Oh, what's the matter? That homework make you sick to your stomach.
Yeah, he's a fizzy.
Oh, that isn't it. Just got a stomachache, that's all.
What's the matter, Billy?
I don't know, Alvin. Got a stomachache. Gee, getting to
hey,
hurt me something
guy.
Awful.
Hey, are you kidding, Billy? Of course you ain't kidding. Pull your stomach real hard, Dave, Billy. Maybe that'll make it feel better.
Yeah.
Gee, feels like it was on fire.
Gee, I'll go get you some water. Feel any better, Billy? Hey, what's the matter? Billy's sick.
Gee.
Hey, Daddy, Billy's sick.
Gosh, Alvin.
Jamming
it hurts worse.
Why?
Way down inside.
Lie down, Billy. Here, put my sweater under your head. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, here's some water, Billy. Maybe if you drink it, you'll feel better.
Yeah. Hold his head up. That's it. Here, Billy, this will make you feel better.
Gee, it's hard. It's hard to breathe.
Make the gang get back, too. Get Billy some air.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, get back. Get him some air. Get back and shut up. Go on, give him a chance.
You feel better?
Guess so. Don't hurt as bad.
Oh, sure. Water will always make you feel better. It'll put out any fire.
Yeah, sure, you'll be all right. You've just been playing too hard after eating breakfast.
Yeah,
that's it. Why, shucks, a tough little guy like you can take it.
Alvin, gee, it hurts worse. Honest, it does.
Maybe we better take him to the principal's office.
Yeah, take Sam. Give us a lift, will you?
Come on.
Take him inside?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. You take his right arm and I'll take his left.
Okay.
You grab his feet.
Okay.
Come on,
boy. Hey, this
way.
Hey,
easy now.
Walk.
Hey, don't drop him there. Be careful.
Does that hurt, Billy?
I don't know.
Hey, watch him.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Why, Billy. You'll be all right. The principal will know what to do.
Sure. Oh, hey, here comes Miss Hendrickson.
What's the matter, boy?
Billy get hurt? Billy here's got a stomachache.
A stomachache? Oh, well, bring him into my office, boys, and I'll have him feeling good as new in a jiffy.
Yeah.
I'll fix something right away.
Yeah. You hear that, Billy? The nurse is going to make you feel all right.
Gee, it hurts something awful. Just like a red-hot poker right down the middle of me.
Oh, you just ate too much breakfast, that's all. I did the same thing once.
Easy now.
Hey, where do you want him, Miss Hendrickson?
Over on the couch. Be careful there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Billy. Oh, your pulse is way too high. Your face is quite flushed. Tell me, Billy, what did you eat for breakfast?
Oh, ham and eggs and toast and maybe a little coffee, just like always.
Nothing else? No candy or fruit?
No.
That shouldn't hurt you. Not that kind of breakfast. Here, Billy. Here's some citrate and magnesia. Just take it and pretend it's lemonade. Now, that's a good boy.
Gee, it hurts to swallow, Miss Hendricks.
Now, don't try to talk, Billy. Just lie quiet and you'll feel better in a few minutes. Give that a chance to do some good.
Will he be all right, Miss Hendricks?
I think so, Alvin.
His face is so red. Has he got a fever?
A little, but don't worry. Billy, what's the matter? Don't you feel any better?
No, Miss Hendrickson. I hurt all over.
Billy.
Hey, his face is all out of shape. And look at how his arm jerks.
Spasms and convulsions. This is no ordinary case of stomachache. He needs a doctor.
A few minutes later, a doctor is in hurried consultation with Helen Hendrickson.
I can't understand it. The boy's having convulsions.
It sounds more like to me he was poisoned. I'll go in and have a look at him.
How are you feeling, Billy?
Oh, it's killing me. My stomach's on fire.
This is the doctor, Billy. He's going to make you well again.
You examined him very thoroughly, Miss Hendrickson?
No, I haven't, doctor.
The pulse is bad. He's a mighty sick boy. Say, what's that on his foot?
Why, just a little cut, I guess. Why?
Get me some alcohol, Miss Hendrickson. He may have lockjaw.
Yes, doctor.
Are you sure you haven't eaten anything, Billy? Some candy, maybe?
No.
Well, did you feel sick all of a sudden?
He was playing with the boys in the yard when he suddenly doubled up in pain.
Oh. Well, now we'll wash this wound off on his foot. Oh, it seems to be all right. No infection. It's healed over perfectly. I wonder.
I can't understand it, Doctor.
Anderson, give me a stomach pump. This boy has every symptom of strychnine poisoning.
The doctor worked furiously, but little Billy grew steadily worse. His convulsions were becoming acute. The doctor stopped in his labors.
I think you'd better send for the boy's family. His condition is critical.
Billy's mother lived 3 miles out in the country and had no phone. However, Mac Nelson worked only a few doors from the school. Alvin was sent to get him.
Mac, come over to the school, quick. Billy's been poisoned. He's dying.
What, Billy poisoned? Well, how ridiculous. Why, he's the healthiest kid in the neighborhood.
I know, but he's going to die. Honest, Mac.
Wait till I get this apron off. But I'm sure Billy's always careful what he eats. Say, I'll be back in a little while, Ed. Billy's sick. Speak to me, Billy. Billy, speak to me. It's Mac. You know me. Good old Mac.
It's no use, Mr. Nelson. We can't talk.
But isn't there something you can do?
I've tried everything I know.
He just lies there and stares and jerks his poor little body. Can't you hear me, Billy? It's Mac. Mac, Billy.
You ought to be taken home at once, Mr. Nelson. Or at least someplace where he can be given better care.
And I'll rush home and see if my wife's there. She's usually out shopping this time every morning.
You live far from here?
No, just around the corner. Oh. If I find her home, I'll rush right back and take Billy there. It'll be a lot better than trying to take him 3 miles out in the country. I'll be right back.
And hurry, Mr. Nelson. The boy's dying.
What shall I do, Doctor? My wife's out shopping. We've got to do something.
Better notify the boy's mother and get her here as soon as possible. He ought not to stay here.
I'll go and get her right away. Do everything you can, Doctor. Everything. We'll be there in about 2 more minutes, Mrs. Rivers.
Oh, poor little Billy. My poor little Billy. Who'd want to poison him? He never did anything to hurt anyone.
He must have gotten hold of it by accident. Eaten something he shouldn't.
Oh, please hurry, Mac. Please hurry.
There's the school up ahead. Now, don't worry, Mrs. Rivers. He'll pull through. He's tough, Billy is. He'll pull through all right.
Oh, I can't understand it. I can't understand it.
I'll help you out.
He kissed me goodbye on the cheek this morning like he always does. Nobody would want to hurt Billy.
Of course not. He was such a swell little fella. Careful of the steps.
Is Alvin all right?
Seems to be. He's the one came and told me at the store.
Maybe he'll be better when he sees his mother.
I hope so, but the doctor said his condition was serious. Here's the door.
Oh,
doctor,
dear.
This is Billy's mother.
Oh, Mrs. Rivers?
Yes. Where's my boy? Oh, I must see my boy.
I don't know how to tell you, Mrs. Rivers.
We aren't too late, are we, Doctor?
Oh, no. Billy.
He was totally unconscious the last few minutes. He died at 12:25.
Just sit down, Mrs. Rivers. Billy! Billy!
That afternoon, 2 officers from the homicide detail of the sheriff's office make a routine investigation.
Yeah, we ought to be able to wrap this case up by 5 o'clock. How about it, Sweezy?
Sure, we'll just make the rounds and that's that.
Either his folks have some poison around the house or he's picked up something around the school, some candy or something.
Yeah. These accidental poisonings don't take long.
Guess it's a relief for you to get off liquor cases, isn't it?
Sort of. Of course, ever since repeal's been in the wind, the sheriff's office been kind of quiet. I'll sure be glad when the repeal goes into effect.
Yeah, same here. It's caused us nothing but trouble since it was in.
And how? Say, maybe you think there aren't a lot of new joints opening up, getting all ready for the big day.
Well, no use bothering them now.
Oh, what's the use? Just a matter of days until it's legal anyway.
Of course, I wonder what the outcome will be, whether it's the best thing or not.
Hard to say. One thing I do know...
What's that?
That town will go wild for a few days until the newness wears off.
I don't doubt it. Say, there's the school. Might as well stop there first and learn the details.
Yeah, I guess so. Hope we can run this down by 5.
Oh, it ought to be a cinch.
Yeah. The chief said the doctor would wait for us and answer questions.
Yeah.
It's too bad about the kid.
Yeah, he was only 14 years old.
Strychnine poisoning is a terrible thing. No telling where he picked it up.
Well, it won't take us long.
It's sort of quiet around here.
Yeah. I guess the kid's playmates took it kind of hard.
Now, there's the principal's office. Doctor ought to be in there.
Yeah.
Captain Allen?
Yes. You the doctor?
Yes. I'm glad you got here so quickly. Sit down and I'll tell you all about the case. It's got some queer aspects.
Okay, shoot.
Captain Allen and Deputy Sheriff Sweezy listened to the facts of the case and then departed for Mac Nelson's house, where they expected to find Billy's mother.
That's funny. Nobody home.
Yeah, you'd think some of the relatives would be here. It's so near the school.
Of course, on second thought, they may all be out at the mother's place.
Well, might as well go on out there, then.
Yeah, but while we're in town, let's drop in and see if the husband's at the store. He may be able to throw some light on the subject. Not very far from here. And you say he hasn't been here since this morning? Not since he left to see Billy?
No, sir. He borrowed the company car to go and get Mrs. Rivers, and he hasn't been back.
He's probably out to the mother's, too.
Yeah, we're going out there. That's the most likely place to find the whole family. Daughter's home and no one was there, and we went to the store and Mac wasn't there, and you say he's not here?
No, sir. I haven't seen him since Billy passed away.
Yes, and your daughter, is she here?
Yes.
Before we question her, we'd like to ask you a few questions, Mrs. Rivers.
Why, of course.
What did Billy eat for breakfast?
Why, nothing unusual. Just what he always eats. Ham and eggs, and toast and coffee. There was nothing in that to hurt him.
Do you have any strychnine around the house?
Not that I know of. We never keep any poison in the house of any kind.
Well, do you mind if we take a look around? There might be some in something you didn't know contained poison.
Oh, of course not. Go right ahead. Oh, I just can't imagine where Billy could have picked up any.
Was particular about his food?
Oh, very. He was far more particular than most boys his age.
Can you think of any place he might have stopped?
Oh, not a place. He couldn't have stopped any place along the road because he and Alvin always took the school bus.
Well, that's not much help.
No.
Of course, sometimes when they were early, they'd drop into Mary's. She just lives around the corner from the school, you know.
Well, then I guess we'd better question her. Where is she?
Why, she's in bed.
In bed?
Yes. You see, as soon as she heard about Billy's death, as soon as she heard, she came right out here. She felt ill, so I put her to bed.
Well, can we see her now?
I think so. She's feeling better now. She's right in here. Mary, these are two officers from Los Angeles. They've come to investigate poor Billy's death. Do you feel strong enough to answer some questions?
We won't be but a minute, Mrs. Nelson.
I'll be glad to, officer.
Did Billy visit your house this morning before he went to school?
Yes, he did. The boys often drop in.
Did he eat anything while he was there?
Why, no. Both the boys had had their breakfast. They only stayed a moment.
I see.
You're sure neither of the boys had anything to eat? Think hard, Mrs. Nelson.
Well, now that I think of it, they did have something.
Yes?
Well, last night, my husband, Mac, brought home some grape juice. Billy had some of it this morning.
Grape juice?
Yes. Mac brought it home last night, and he and I had some before we went out to a show. And then we had some more before we went to bed.
Yeah, go on.
Well, this morning, Mac poured himself a drink of it while I was finishing dressing, and he left it on the sink.
Did you drink it?
Well, no, Billy and Alvin came in about that time, and they both wanted to taste it. Alvin started to and spit it out. He said it was bitter. I took a swallow, and it was as bitter as gall.
What about Billy, Mrs. Nelson?
Well, Billy called us both sissies, and took the glass up and drank about half of it. Then both the boys left.
What did you do with that bitter grape juice?
Oh, I threw it out.
When did you become ill?
I left to go downtown shopping right after the boys left. And while I was walking down the street, I felt suddenly ill and went into a garage. A friend of mine that works there brought me out here to Mother's.
Two cases of poisoning the same day. You sure this juice wasn't bitter when you drank it the night before?
No, quite sure.
Could anyone have possibly entered your house during the night and meddled with the grape juice?
I don't think so. We always lock the house up tight when we go to bed. And I was awake from the time Mac left until the boys came.
Mighty funny.
But who would want to poison us? We haven't any enemies.
No, but somebody certainly must
have. Say, I believe Mac drank some of that juice. Yes, I'm sure he did because I remember him saying he'd poured himself a drink.
Then that's why he isn't home or at the store. He's sick someplace, too.
Oh, you've got to find him. He may be dying, too, just like Billy.
Now, calm yourself, Miss Nelson. We'll find
Mother.
Him.
Mother! Mother!
Oh, that's Phyllis, my other daughter. In here, Phyllis. She's been with Mac most of the morning.
Mom, Mac and I have... Oh, Mary, you're here. Gee, we've been hunting all over for you.
Pardon me, Miss Rivers. Is Mac Nelson with you?
No, you see, after Billy passed away, we started to hunt for Mary. We must have just missed her every place we went.
Oh. Where's Mac now?
Well, he took sick just a little after Billy did and had to be taken to the General Hospital in Los Angeles.
The General Hospital? Oh, Phyllis, he isn't dead, too. Tell me that he's all right. He must be.
Well, they'd have phoned by now. I stopped at the store and there hadn't been any calls.
Well, it looks like our chase leads back to Los Angeles. Come on, Sweezy. Yeah, I'm getting dizzy.
A half hour later, Captain Allen and Deputy Sheriff Sweezy are in the hospital ward talking to Mac Nelson.
And you say you tasted the grape juice this morning, Mr. Nelson?
Yes, sir.
And did it taste better to you?
Why, no. I took a taste just before I kissed Mary and left for work. I was in a hurry, but around noon I began to feel funny and have stomach pains.
Where'd you buy that grape juice?
Why, gosh, officer, I don't remember.
Think hard. We've got to know where you bought it.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you there. I can't remember. Oh, it's a wonder to me Mary and I didn't both die during the night after drinking that stuff.
Yeah. By the way, did you come back to the house any time after you left for work?
Yes, twice. Once to see about bringing Billy there and once to look for Mary.
We found a window shoved in as though someone might have entered the house. Did you notice anything out of the way?
Oh, no, nothing. I was too excited when I found Mary gone to notice anything. You see, many, many times Mary has expressed a desire to go out into the hills and die.
Hmm?
I'm afraid that's what she's done, committed suicide.
Oh?
Yes, you see, Mary's been strangely unhappy, and I can't understand it. I've tried to make her happy. I've bought her everything, clothes, and even a new car. Yet she's had despondent spells lately.
I wouldn't worry about Mary, Mr. Nelson.
Why do you say that?
Because Mary's at her mother's, recovering from the effects of some of that drink.
Mary's there, and she's been sick. Oh, I knew it. I had a hunch she drank too much of that stuff. Oh, my poor Mary.
I guess that'll be all for the present, Mr. Nelson. Thanks for answering our questions.
Early the next day finds the two officers back at Mrs. Rivers, questioning Mary Nelson again. She is much improved.
Did you notice anything in the glass of grape juice when you went to drink it, Mrs. Nelson?
Yes, I did. Something white that looked like grated coconut. Well, that is, I noticed it after I tasted it, and it was bitter.
I see. Well, I guess the best thing for us to do is to make the rounds and see if we can find where Mr. Nelson bought the grape juice, huh?
Yeah, that's the next thing.
Well, just a minute.
Yeah?
I'm going to be frank about that grape juice.
It's time somebody came clean. We've been working in the dark.
You see, it wasn't grape juice. It was claret wine. I was afraid to say it because of the prohibition laws.
Wine? I see.
Yes.
Well, you don't need to worry about the prohibition laws. We'll overlook them in this case. You know where your husband purchases it?
No, I don't.
Well, the next thing to do is to make a check on the wine places and find out where he bought it. And we might also check the drugstore and see if anyone's purchased any strychnine lately.
The two officers spent the next day in their search, and then, confident they were on the right track, again questioned Mac Nelson, who was still in the hospital. They hoped he might be able to supply the missing link in the chain of evidence.
Just a few more questions, Mr. Nelson. That is, if you're able.
Oh, I feel better now, thanks.
Good. First, I want to know if you've ever bought any poison, any strychnine.
Never.
How long have you been without your mustache?
Oh, a long, long time ago. Why?
You loved Billy, didn't you?
I'll say I loved that kid, always did.
And you love your wife, too, don't you?
You bet. I'm crazy about her, and she loves me, too. Why?
I'll tell you. A man with a little black Charlie Chaplin mustache bought some poison in a drugstore in Covina and signed the register Mac Nelson. He bought strychnine at Clapp's Drugstore. Furthermore, you said you kissed your wife goodbye the morning Billy died. We happen to know you didn't. And furthermore, what did you think when she told you she didn't love you anymore?
Say, what are you trying to get at? I did kiss my wife, and she's never told you nor anyone else that she didn't love me. I don't care what you've heard. Mary loves me and is all upset over this tragedy.
Perhaps so. Oh, doctor, come here a moment.
Yes, Captain Allen.
You were the doctor assigned to this patient, weren't you?
Yes. Came here to be treated for poisoning.
And was he poisoned?
No. You could find no traces of poison. He just thought he was poisoned.
That's a lie. I was poisoned. I drank that poison grape juice.
Claret wine, if you please.
What's that?
It was wine, wasn't it?
Yes. I was afraid of the prohibition laws.
Yeah, you'll be sorry. That isn't all you have to worry about. Mr. Lind, come here a minute.
Say, what is this?
Just keep quiet and you'll find out.
Mr. Lind, is this the man who bought the strychnine?
Yes, that's him, only shaved off his mustache.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to add, Mr. Nelson?
It's all circumstantial evidence. None of it's true.
Then perhaps you'll believe it's true when I tell you that your mother-in-law, Mrs. Rivers, has signed a complaint charging you with two counts. One for the murder of her son, Billy, and the other of administering poison to her daughter, Mary.
It's not true. Not true.
You were insanely jealous of your wife.
It's not true. You're making it all up. You're trying to trick me.
I hardly think so. You see, Mary told us she told you she didn't love you anymore than before Billy's death. Why, she was just kidding. The next morning when you asked if he meant what she'd said the night before, she said she did. Then you went out in the kitchen and mixed the drink, but Billy drank it instead of Mary. That's so, isn't it? Answer me. That's the truth, isn't it?
Sure, that's the truth. Sure, I wanted to kill her. So what?
Why?
I was jealous of her. I was afraid she would love somebody else, so I put strychnine in the wine. She said she didn't love me anymore, so I tried to kill her.
In just a moment, we shall hear the concluding facts on our program. Friends, you have heard a true-to-life plea. The full appreciation of each is linked with the other. Your enjoyment of calling all cars is increased by the use of the same petroleum products which play their part in the courageous battle against crime. Now, Dr. Emerson.
Mac Nelson entered a plea of guilty to...